And Matthew chapter 6, folks, Matthew chapter 6. So glad you're in God's house tonight. And as Pastor said, and he's right, I will be short tonight. I gave Brother Jenkins, I think in the schedule yesterday, 40 minutes. And that was a stupid decision on my part, putting that in the schedule, 40 minutes. I don't know what I was thinking, but we figured the schedule out near the end of the day, so that was fine. Matthew chapter 6, we'll read in just a moment. But just so proud of our graduates. So proud of Robbie and Caitlin, so glad that they're both here tonight, and we're going to honor them. And afterward, we have the fellowship downstairs. I encourage you to get something out of your wallet and pass it on to them. Amen, amen. I think they'll say amen to that, but we're here to honor them tonight. So glad they're here. And this message, guys, is for you and for all of us, but I'm really preaching to our two graduates tonight. But I'm excited to see how God is going to bless their lives. I'm excited to see how God is going to use them as they begin this next chapter in their lives, a very, very important chapter. Probably this decade, from that 20 to 38, is probably one of the most important decades. I think I'm only in that decade right now, but I think it's a really important decade. It's this chapter of their lives is when they'll be making decisions that will affect the rest of their lives. This decade right here, this chapter, guys, Caitlin, Robbie, this is the chapter where you're going to be making decisions that are going to affect the rest of your lives. The colleges you go to, military, you might meet your future spouse. Now, we're not rushing that right now. I mean, don't get married right now, but hey, this is the decade where it happens usually. And this is an important chapter. This is when you will decide what you truly believe. What you really believe. Right now, you've been in your parents' house and they've been leading you, and soon you're going to be on your own. Soon you're going to be on your own. It's a very, very important chapter of your life. So I ask you to allow me tonight, Caitlin and Robbie, to just challenge you with something. I won't be long tonight, but I want you to challenge you with something. Before I get to that, I want to just kind of preface it with saying this. I love my family. I love my family. I love my wife. I love my kids. So glad that God's given them to me. You know, if my wife needs something, I'm gonna give it to her. Get whatever she needs. If she needs something for the house, I want to get it for her. If she needs something in the kitchen, I want to get it for her. Whatever she needs, I want to get it for her. You know, if my son Donald is sick, if he's not feeling well, that I'm going to take care of him. I'm going to be at his bedside. If he's coughing, I know sometimes at night he's been whimpering because he's sick, and I'll go in and lay down next to him and try to soothe him. That's what I'll do for my son. You know, if Seth is hungry, I'm going to feed him. As many of you know, you can tell that he's fed and he's hungry a lot. But if he's hungry, I'm going to feed Seth. You know why I do those things? Because my family is important to me. Think of that word, important. My family is important to me. Whatever they need, I want to give it to them. Hey, when they're in need or they're in trouble, I want to help them because they are important to me. The word important means this, of great significance or value. It also means likely to have a profound effect on success, survival, or well-being. There are many important things in your life right now, graduates. Your family's important to you. Your schooling is done, but now you're getting ready. Some of you going into more schooling. Your future, your friends are important to you. If you have a job, that's important to you. Many other things that are not bad things at all, they're important to you, and that's good. You need to value things in your life. Let's read our passage, Matthew chapter 6. Verse 23, we'll read a few verses. Verse 23 says, "But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" Verse 24. "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Now look at this verse, which is so familiar in our hearts. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Here's my challenge tonight for all of us, but for our graduates. Make God important. Make God important in your life. Like the definition of the word says, it's not just likely to have a profound effect on success, survival, or well-being, but making God important will have an effect, a profound effect on your success, your survival, and your well-being. I want to share with you some stories tonight from God's Word. We'll go very quickly through them. And I want to remind you about some people who made God important and how God used their life. We think of Abraham, who was the father of the nations. He saw God provide a lamb as he was about to slay his son. He trusted God. He was the friend of God because he made God important. Joshua led the people of God. He saw great victories in his day in the battles at Jericho and many other cities. God blessed his leadership. Why? Because he made God important. Joseph was deserted by his brothers and sold as a slave, thrown in prison as an innocent man. He was framed for something he did not do. But then God delivered him. He was promoted. He was second in command. He was favored of God. Why? Because he made God important. David had victory over Goliath. He became king. And although he messed up later in his life, was used by God to write most of the Psalms. Why? Because he made God important. Job lost everything that he had. His kids, his land, his health. But he trusted God. And God gave it all back double. Why? Because he made God important. Daniel was surrounded by people who were disobeying the laws of God. He could have easily followed the crowd and done what they were doing, but instead, he purposed in his heart to do what was right. He prayed 3 times a day with the windows open when it was against the law to do that. And he was kept safe in the lion's den. And God blessed his life. Why? Because he made God important. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could have bowed down to the golden image that the king had set up. But they wanted to please God before anyone else. And God protected them when they were thrown in the furnace. And they were promoted to positions of leadership. Why? Because they made God important. The disciples of Jesus Christ performed miracles, healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and many other things. They saw Jesus do amazing things right with their own eyes. And God used them. Why did God use them? Because they made God important. God took an old shoe salesman born in Massachusetts, and he called him to preach. And D.L. Moody preached to over 100 million people, with 1 million people saved all over the world. And his impact still lingers today. Why? Because he made God important. George Mueller cared for over 10,000 orphans in his life. He saw God answer every prayer that came his way. On one occasion, Mueller was on a ship crossing the Atlantic Ocean to get to a meeting in Quebec. There was a heavy fog, so he went to the captain and explained to him that he needed to be at this meeting the next day in Quebec. The captain said that he was going to slow the ship down for the safety of the people and that he was going to have to miss his meeting. He said, "I'm sorry, you're going to have to miss the meeting. There's this fog. We're going to be safe and go slower." Mueller asked the captain if he could use the chart room to pray. The captain followed him, said he could follow him down, claiming that it would be a waste of time. Mueller began to pray, and when he finished, the captain began to pray. But as the captain began to pray, Mueller stopped him. One, because of his unbelief, but also because he believed that the prayer had already been answered. They went back to the top of the ship, and the fog had lifted. The captain was saved shortly thereafter. Why did God answer Mueller's prayers? Why did God use Mueller in such a great way? Because he made God important. There's a church that I know of that God is greatly using. People are being saved. Lives are being changed. The Word is always preached. It was started in 1896 in Jackson, Michigan. They have a wonderful pastor, a church family that loves one another. I'll leave the youth pastor out of this. But God has used Loomis Park Baptist Church since it began. Pastor after pastor that God has led at this place, God has used this church to reach people all over the world through missions giving, through outreach programs. God has used Loomis Park. You can go soul winning on a Saturday, any day of the week, and find someone in this city who has been affected in a positive way by Loomis Park Baptist Church. Because men of God, women of God, people of God decided they were going to make God important in their lives. Robbie, Caitlin, that's your challenge tonight. As you take this next step, and this is big, guys, this is big stuff. I challenge you to make God important. Make God important in your life. Make the Word of God important in your life. The Bible says, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against Thee." If you can hide God's Word in your heart and make it a habit of getting into God's Word each and every day, trying your hardest, yes, you're going to miss some days. You're going to get busy. You're going to forget. But if you can do your best to be in God's Word and constantly be trying to learn more from it and obeying the Word of God, I promise God will bless you. You need it even especially right now in this stage of your life. As you're growing into yourself and you're maturing and you're becoming an adult. Going to the military. Doing some class online and furthering your lives. You need the Word of God. You need it in your life and you need to make it important in your life. Make the house of God important in your life. Find a place to worship. Listen, while you're here in town, man, make this place your place of worship. But if the Lord leads you somewhere else, which He may do that, always make it a point to make the house of God important in your life. Oh, you need the house of God. Do you know why you need the house of God? Not just because you need to hear the preaching from God's Word, but also the third thing I was going to say is because you need the people of God. Make the people of God important in your life. God's people in this church, I know, love you. They love both of you. They're praying for both of you. They want to help you. Listen to their advice. I mean, you have a man standing on this platform that loves you, that cares about you, that will pray for you. You have a preacher that's going to pray for you and love you, wants to help you. You have people all across this room, parents and loved ones and members that love you and that care about you and that want to help you. Oh, make the people of God important in your life. Listen to their advice. Oh, let them be there for you. Make the will of God important in your life. Make the will of God the most important thing in your life. Do what God wants. Find out what He wants. Hey, there's some things you already know that He wants. You know that He wants you to walk with Him and be in God's house and do what's right. But those things that you're not sure about, find out what God wants. Make the will of God important in your life. Learn from the stories that were just mentioned, these people in the Bible, these people even that have lived in our days. People that made God important. God will bless you. It's going to have a profound effect on your success, your survival, your well-being if you make God important. I challenge both of you. Make God important in your life. Don't go through life without God. Don't go through life and as you get busy and get married and have kids and all these things that will come along, and don't forget about what God's done and what God wants to do through you. Make God important in your life. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. The challenge